Check one. Today, I think, is like the 4th or something like that, and the Minutemen are out in Vista. I swung by, he started yelling at me, I took some pictures, so I decided to come back with a microphone. And that's where we're headed now. Off Mar Vista in the city of Vista, California. And we're here. Let the fun begin. Say what?
Did you want a sign to hold?
No, thank you.
Wait, this is my good sign.
Got it. Thank you. So, what were you? You said something you were gonna do with my phone before. What was that? Before I had the microphone?
I'm not sure what I said.
I said I was gonna. Were you the guy that took down my license plate number?
I don't need your license plate.
No, yeah, I took it down.
My name's Eric Haroon.
Right. Well, what'd you do that for?
What'd I do it for?
Yeah.
Just
well,
in case.
Because you almost hit somebody. You almost
hit
somebody
right here. Because it looked like you were
going to
hit me. I saw you make a fist.
Don't you remember? Oh. You almost hit somebody right here when you pulled up.
Right. You tried
you
to hit me,
hit
sir.
Somebody.
So you're trying to intimidate me, is that it?
No, what were you doing coming here right next to the curb trying to intimidate? That's your goal, intimidate?
Well, what are you here for?
What am I here for? Yeah. What are you here for?
I'm here to find out what you're here for.
Well, I'm here to find out what you want. You say you see my sign.
Explain it.
Explain to me what you're here for.
I'm here to find out what you're here for.
Hey, I wanted to find out why you almost hit everybody on the curb.
Oh, please.
Yeah, move on down the street.
There was a cop right there. He didn't say anything or do anything because I didn't do anything.
Oh, wait.
You
got
to argue with that?
So
he
I
did.
Can
I
come
went
close
talk to him,
you
gave your license
you
number. You'll be hearing from us.
Okay, good.
Hey, I can get in mine.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
So what are you here for today?
We're here against the illegals coming across and being given all and everything that they would like to have and us pay for it. We need to close the borders. As far as the illegals is concerned, secure, shall we say.
And what do you think that will solve?
That will solve us draining all the good monies that we're collecting as taxes and paying it for their benefit for all the illegals. They go to the hospitals, they don't have doctors. The emergency room. An emergency room, they collect their aspirin, and they charge us, the taxpayers, like $10 an aspirin, for example.
What do you feel about Bush spending $128 billion on the war in Iraq?
The war in Iraq is something that's necessary. It has nothing to do with the legal issue. The legals is a totally separate issue from the war of Iraq.
Okay, but you said it was a money issue also. You said that they were paying, you know, we were paying for their benefits. You know, that's $128 billion. That can pay for a lot of people's medical.
It's not a matter of justifying how much, where, and what. If I want to go on vacation and I want to splurge, that's my problem, okay? I want to go and I want to spend my money where I want to. The country needs to spend the money where it should be. One of the things we have to do is defend the country. That's the war on Iraq. We have the enemy on their territory, and we're fighting them on their territory instead of fighting them here. And then, what else are we going to have to spend money on? Well, such things as health-related issues or schools, okay? Now, this part here is where it gets all very complicated, although it's not. We're spending a lot of money, which we're spending all this money in making new schools, all the health-related issues, paying the high bills to taxation, because it also comes to our pocket directly, those who have to pay.
Okay. Can I interrupt you for a second and point out that all the cuts that the governor has been doing on schools and education in California, and that has nothing to do with the illegal immigration policy?
Well, you see, you got it wrong. It's not a cut. It's a reduction from what is meant to be increased. It's not a cut. Every year, it has been increased. Every year, it has been increased.
Okay. Did you want to say your name or anything?
Sure. Saul Osauskas.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
your radio show.
You want to say something?
No.
I'm just recording.
Oh, I've already got your picture. I've seen you several times.
Cool.
Floor plan, essentially.
Did you want to state your position?
It's all on the posters right here.
I know, but when you read something and say something, it sounds a little different. What does it say?
Okay, we've got one sign here that says illegal alien laborers encourage low-wage exploitation and increase poverty in the United States.
And you truly believe that?
Yes, I do. The statistics show that it does.
Have you ever been a statistician?
Have I ever been a statistician? No, but I've been a chemist. Okay, and I don't need to develop the statistics in order to understand what I'm hearing.
Do you agree that America is one of the wealthiest nations on the earth?
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about spending $120 billion on the war in Iraq when people are in need of health care on a humanitarian basis?
A humanitarian basis in this country? They are free to go and get their health care. They have free health care to people who cannot afford it. So this is a total lie that people are being denied health care.
Okay. So if you were to see someone sick or wounded or hurt on the side of the road, would you just leave them because they didn't got the money to take care of themselves?
I was over at a Del Taco yesterday, and a gentleman came up beside my car, a black gentleman, probably in his mid-50s. And he asked me, sir, could you spare some change so I can get some food inside? I looked at him and very politely said, no, I don't do that. And he acknowledged me and walked away. I thought about it a moment. I put my truck into reverse where he was seated outside the Del Taco. I said, I will do this for you. I will buy you a couple tacos. How's that? He thanked me. I proceeded to place my order, and I placed an order for a couple tacos and a Coke for him, drove around the side of the building, flagged him over, gave it to him. He thanked me profusely. Yes,
well,
people do help in this country.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's my feeling, too. I always felt like if that's how you really want to hurt an American. Show someone who is in need and tell an American he can't do anything. That's how you hurt an American. But what's going on with the Minutemen seems totally controversial.
You're
180 to that kind of humanitarian American perspective.
We are not responsible for taking care of the entire world.
Well, that's what Bush said. We're, you know, basically leading the world.
Bush has his perspective. I think America needs to be in a leadership position. Otherwise, who do you want to be in a leadership position in the world? France?
Well, you know, the world is watching, and they're looking at us to see how we take care of our own. We have a lot of problems, and do you think that Katrina would give kind of a clue that people are left behind, and the idea of America first is kind of fascist?
What Katrina has to do with this, I don't know. Now, there were people...
Well, it has a lot to do with this. We're talking about health care. We're talking about keeping America America. Those are Americans, and they were basically abandoned by America, and the whole world is watching, and they watch that, and they see that. And also, we're closing our borders just like circa 1939 Germany.
We have... Oh, now that is absurd. We are not closing our borders.
But who are you with your microphone?
What is your affiliation, as she asked?
I'm with my country.
Why are you?
What is your affiliation?
Why are you talking
my country.
My
I'm American.
Well, then, if you're going to lie like that to us, I see no reason to continue. I see no reason to continue this conversation.
Who are you?
I'm Sean.
If you cannot be honest and open with us like we're trying to be with you, then there's no reason to continue the conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
1940.
Would you like to talk to me? How about you?
Who are you?
I'm Sean.
Who are you with?
America. I'm with the country.
Are you with the country?
You're with the country, too. Good to meet you.
Absolutely. Indy, thank you.
Media.
How you doing?
Like
good job.
Sean, here's from Indy Media.
Indy Media.
I have this to say. Obey and uphold U.S. law.
Okay.
That's the issue.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want us to say?
I want you to say what you feel.
I know what you want us to say.
That's what you feel.
Mm-hmm, that's what I feel.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Here, I have something for you real quick.
Okay, we aren't racist. Even if it was a white illegal immigrant, I wouldn't want them here, okay?
Deport Canadians.
A white illegal immigrant. You got that? Okay, that's it.
Deport Canadians first.
So we're kind of bordering on nationalism now, aren't we?
Nationalism?
And what's wrong with nationalism?
America?
Look around. You got to look at the history books and
Isn't
figure
it
out what's
a free country?
History.
Can we be for
be
our nation if we want?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay, well.
I just got twist off
of that. Are you making a documentary or are you making a newspaper?
No, this is basically for historical purposes. And
it needs to be recorded as America takes back its country.
That's right.
Invaders.
Do you really think we're being invaded?
What part of illegal is confusing?
What part of illegal is confusing?
Have you been down to Tijuana border wall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why did you see him come across the fence?
Uh-huh.
Last time I was there, the guy could not only climb the fence, but he got his bicycle across, too.
Yeah.
I watched him come. I was down there one night.
But you see, I grew up with people. I grew up. This is my, you know, where I grew up, San Diego.
Vista area?
Yeah. Vista, North County. And a lot of the people that I went to school with are not citizens. And they're totally Americanized, nationalized. They'd like to go to college. And they're on the verge of being deported.
As they should be.
They should be deported. What would you do if somebody broke in your backyard or in your house? Would you do anything about it? Or would you just,
well, I'm saying their parents
I mean, if invited, it's one thing when they come to your home. But when they break in your home and they're not invited, what would you do?
Yes, you lock your door.
I mean, they broke into my country.
I don't have fences around
my address. What's your address?
Yeah, what's your address?
318 South Street.
Can we all move in?
I'll be there.
Can
you
we
can
live
stop
with
by.
You?
Come on, visit.
I'll how many people do you support at your address?
I like to stay up late.
Just two. You don't bring some.
Yeah.
How about the ones that came by over the border today? Could you help them out?
No, I don't have a problem with the services. I have a problem with how the services are being divided.
They're so funny.
We're making a.
Everybody has said we can live with them.
Woo!
Yeah! What do you mean? What do you mean? Divided. What do you mean services divided?
Well, you said some people can't get that medical, and we're giving it to...
Oh, somebody else said that, but I can talk about that if you want.
Okay, please.
I'm a construction inspector for the hospitals. HOSHPOD. You know what that is off the statewide health planning and development? It's a... I hold the credentials and inspect for the state. Any project, large or small, within a hospital. We've had 85 hospitals close in the last 11 years. I'm not talking about trauma centers or emergency rooms. 85 hospitals. I haven't had a job in 2.5 years. Why? Does anybody in the news media tell you why the hospitals are closing? Did they tell you why we need no more schools?
Well, I understand it's insurance.
What's that?
It's insurance.
What do you mean insurance?
That's how come people aren't being able to get their medical, and it's so expensive, and a lot of people don't have it anymore.
Take care of all of us.
You send me to college, Sean?
Yeah, he'll send you to college.
The people that don't have...
Everybody's living at Sean's house.
There you go. Since you're kind of a media guy, here's a media press release. Enjoy.
I can't wait to live at Sean's house.
Sounds like a good guy. You're going to pay for everything.
Yeah,
my expenses, everything. Man, then I don't have to work no more. That's pretty good there, Sean.
My
goodness. Were you over at the day process this morning?
No.
Oh, you missed all the fun. Senator Morrill, our state representative here for this area, fully endorses what we did, fully endorses what we're doing right now. And, you know, you can print that on Indy Media and we'll see how that goes.
Sure will.
Yeah. And are you thumbs up from people, citizens going by?
Where's your car so we can all pile in?
Yeah, I want to go take a nap.
Take us home and, you know what? How many beds do you have? Do you have a bed for each of us?
What?
How many beds? Do you have a bed for every single person here?
Now you're going to have to take care of yourself with that.
Oh, so we're going to have to sleep on the floor, everybody. But he said we
could. Hey, can my kid borrow your car? Instead of me buying him one, can I borrow yours?
Sure.
What kind of car you drive?
That one right over there.
We're going to be taken care of. We're
going
to be taken care of by him. Wow, we're so excited.
Your biggest concern is that you have friends that came over here illegally.
No, they didn't. Their parents did.
Oh, their parents did. They're jackpot babies. Is that what you said?
Anchors. I don't know.
Anchor babies?
That's kind of a...
Well, what is it? Anchor babies? I don't know.
I don't know what the term is.
Well, it's anchor babies. That's what they are. And you don't think that... They're legal.
So,
you were telling me that you had...
So one of them is... working in the medical field and working at Del Taco at the end of, at the middle,
there's
in the middle
nothing
of the night.
Wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
If they're legal.
But at the same time, no. She's paying taxes, buying food, and doing all that stuff. And if this passes, if this goes this way, she can be deported and go to Mexico and basically not know a country that she doesn't even relate to.
He's going to pay for
She's not the anchor baby, though. So she's not legal.
Yeah.
You're saying she's not legal. She can't be deported if she's legal.
Yeah, she doesn't have any choice if she comes over when she's two.
She comes over when she's two. With the parents that are illegal.
They grew up here. They're naturalized American. But they don't have citizenship. So you just want to send them to a country that they have no clue of what the culture is?
They are a citizen, right? That would mean they are a citizen. Naturalized?
No, I should restate that. No, they've been Americanized, I should
imagine. Well, Americanized is different than naturalization or citizenship.
That was my misspeak.
You know, that's what you got to look at. But it's not that, you know. That's not what it's all about, you know what I mean?
So what do you think this is going to take care of?
Well, on your side, what's it going to take care of? You know, me, as far as I'm going, I'm losing my business, right?
Everybody's having a really hard time. We're spending over $200 billion on the war in Iraq.
Hey, can you support me while I go and get a profession and go back to school for 2 years and put my family on hold?
If we didn't spend $2 billion.
I live week to week in doing this. You know, my family, you know, needs the kind of respect that, you know, that this stuff brings, you know what I mean? My family. You know?
No, I don't get it.
You know, my family is the same thing.
Everyone's having a hard time. We're at war with the country. It's a fictitious war.
That's not what it's about, Sean.
Over $200 billion. Don't you think you could get a job if they had companies in this country?
This started before this war ever came about. This started. Hey, if anything, it helps your cause.
I have no cause.
The border is open.
I'm just reporting.
It helps your cause. At least the border's open. You should be worried about all the funds that are in Iraq. You should be on this.
Well, why don't we have like a 20-foot fence over around Canada? Don't you think it's you know, at least suspiciously racist?
They can go any border they want, Sean. They can go up. They can go up the coast. They can go anywhere they want. They can come in any border they want.
Well, the focus is on Mexicans, though.
No, it's not.
He made a good point.
Do you know why the focus is on Mexico? Because 85% of the people here come from Mexico. 85.
Well, we're in Vista. It's a Spanish word. And this is San Diego. And our state capital is Sacramento. Hello? I listened to the Chula Vista council meeting a while ago, and they had some guy out there yelling, "Let's keep America, America." Well, what is America? We're in San Diego. Is it a part of a getting together, or is it part of drawing lines in the sand? Anybody?
What?
Anybody?
I'm just going to say I'm so excited that you're so open-minded and liberal, you're going to take us all.
I'm not a liberal.
And take care of us. And feed and clothe us. Can we use your car too?
You're just getting silly now.
No, you offered.
No, I didn't.
You said, I said, would you like someone to break into your home? And you didn't care. You don't want it.
Do you think, do you agree that America is the richest nation on the planet?
No, it's not.
I think it has the best people on the planet.
Do you think that economically we're pretty much superior to the rest of the world?
No, I don't.
You don't believe in universal provide?
Not any longer. I don't. I would say not now.
When did that change?
Since we used to be. Since we had to put so much money into our medical system, our
we aren't anymore.
Wars.
What's wrong with wars?
Aren't anymore.
What? Okay, come here. Tell me. What is wrong with wars?
Well, there is a lot of bad in war. You don't have to hold it so close to you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, then I don't want to speak in your stupid microphone if you can hold it.
Well, I'm everyone's kind of walking away from me now. I think they kind of. Let's talk.
We respect the laws while we move down their way.
How you doing? Respectfully, do you mind if I speak to you for a second? I'm listening to you.
We have to refer everything over to the main office.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
These guys are
starting to get bored with
right.
me.
It's about respecting them. That's why we moved out of their way. It's about respecting our laws, and that's the law, John.
So what?
All this stuff is the law, Sean. Mm-hmm. It's about respecting the law, just like that. Why you didn't move out of the way, why we automatically moved out of the way. Hey, that's what
I'm,
it is,
I'm
John.
Disrespectful, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely are, Sean.
You stood in the way of the police car when everybody else moved out of the way.
Hey, Sean,
if that's not disrespectful.
Say what?
It's a war on terrorism. It's not just a war.
And do you think, like, taking down my license plate to try and intimidate me isn't terrorism?
That's not illegal to do, okay?
So what's the point?
Hey,
what's
you
the
know
point?
Because
we don't know
curb,
if you're a whack.
John?
Well, I see you.
John, you know how
aren't...
close you came to the curb? I don't think we did anything.
Not as close to park, yeah.
Close to park, right here past the
road. Yeah, that was before I saw that there was an intake to a parking lot there.
Ah, that's a good one. You know, it's about respect. In other words,
anyone
you
else?
Hate. Hey, in other words, you hate just like. Just.
I don't hate.
You must, Sean. You can't. You almost hit this guy. I know that. You must hate somebody.
No.
Hey,
you know what, Sean?
Swung at me, and I had to duck.
Yeah. You know what? Thank God, Sean, that we can all stand out here like this and protest.
That's right.
Thank God you're not across the border.
Yeah. It is America.
Hey,
yeah. Shot
thank,
down in Mexico.
Yeah. Thank God that. Thank God that some criminality is not paying somebody else to shoot you because you're speaking out. You know what? Seriously, thank goodness we all have this right.
So what do you think about Bush spying on the American citizens? Because back in the old Soviet Union, we couldn't believe the KGB was spying on its own citizens.
I'm here for one thing right now.
But it's all tied in. We're Americans, aren't we?
My agenda today.
You're not an American.
Tomorrow I might talk to you. Today I'm focused on this. I don't talk different stuff.
But this is all part of being an American, isn't it?
Didn't the NSA catch the guy who was going to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge because of spying?
No, actually, those were two workers that looked Arabic, and
they were spying. They had so.
All right.
They got the guy.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
Well, okay,
like
everybody,
shit in your
you
mouth.
Know what? Sean has said we can come live at his house. He doesn't lock his door.
Can I take you up on my kidney to park?
And
it really does.
I'll send him over to your place.
You leave the door open tonight, won't you?
Oh, sure.
How about the gate? Leave the back gate open.
Have a gate.
Would
anybody else like to speak?
Just for Intermittent Media?
Would you like to say something? Okay. Well, I would like to tell me about why they're against amnesty for people who have been paying taxes and living here for like the past 15 years.
Why don't you uphold U.S. law?
I'm going to tell you something about taxes that you never get quite straight. When you buy a pack of cigarettes, you pay taxes on it. When you buy a gallon of gas, you pay taxes on it. Now you're talking about the people that come here, whether they've been here a year or 10 years. They don't pay 50 years of property taxes and bond issues that I pay for. So don't talk about taxes.
So
I own a property, which means I pay about $1,200 a year property taxes. For 50 years, I've owned the house. 50 years. How much does that add up to?
Quite a bit.
And I pay for the bond issues to build schools so the people can put their 5 kids in there. That's your
well, you've done good, and you should be proud of yourself. Because
now, don't tell me somebody comes here and been here a year or two is paying taxes, and therefore we can put his 4 kids in school at $6,000 a year, and that comes out right?
Well, they're here to work. They're here. They're here to help.
They're
here to build.
Why are they standing on the corners if they're here to work?
Looking for work.
Because they don't have any skills. They don't have any skills.
They're not here to build. They're not here to grow. They're not here to pick your fruit.
When they
pick my fruit.
In our country, they were illegal.
We pick
they
fruit.
Were gone.
We pick our own fruit.
Out of,
what was that again?
The realm of
my dad picked fruit when he came out here from the east.
My dad picked cotton.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been to McDonald's? Have you been to Derwinter Sigils? Have you been to Burger King? Have you noticed all the people working there? Majority of them are Hispanics. Have you noticed that?
Do you know that they have to give a social security number and prove
that
they're part of they are a citizen?
You're
they
married
to
married
work there?
But do you know they don't verify a lot of them too as well?
You can't possibly.
They don't need
do you know that?
Come on. You got to be kidding me.
That's what they do. They're corporations.
The company I
yeah,
work
and
for.
Corporations don't you? You have to have a social security number in order to work in this country.
I agree with you, but that's what's happening. That's what I'm saying.
So just because they're brown, you think they're illegal?
No.
And they're working at McDonald's, they must be illegal?
Absolutely not.
Or they speak another language, do you think that they're illegal?
No, if I know one thing for certain is this.
Justify your statement about McDonald's.
I just did. I tell you, a lot of them, the major food chains that I've seen, like McDonald's, Burger King, some places like that, you'll find most of them are Hispanics. That is true. That is definitely true.
So if I go to McDonald's and ask them if they hire illegal aliens and to show me what they need to take, and they prove to me that they require someone to be a citizen first or a green card before to work there?
First of all, they won't give you any information anyway in the first place. So.
No, they will.
Oh, really? Come on.
Hey,
you kill me, man. You can give
them
any number.
Yeah.
Hey.
It happens all the time.
You know what, Sean? As far as your security thing goes, hey, my wife had 6 different people
using her Social Security in San Joaquin Valley, using her Social Security to get work and apply for work that way. You know, that's the stuff you don't understand, is they can do whatever. You know what I mean? Do you understand that part? You know
what, I think that might be an isolated case.
What's that?
You're a racist. You know why you're a racist?
Why is that?
Because you allow people, because they look like you, they can break the law, they can come in this country, they can do anything they want, and you support it. And you tell me that's not racist.
They look like me? What do I look like?
What do you look like?
Huh? What do I look like?
All right, you gonna take this sign too?
What do I look like?
You look like a racist.
That's what you look like. The support here is just incredible today.
So do we have any naturalized citizens in this group?
We do have them with us, so I don't think there's any here right now. We have people that rally with us that are naturalized citizens.
Okay.
From Cuba, England, where else? Nicaragua, Mexico.
Can I take a picture of your button? Thank you. What was your name? I'm Sean Lennon, by the way.
I'm Ann.
Hi, Ann. Thank you.
Her name was Sweet Pea. Right.
So do you think that, do you really think that you guys are going to win? Do you really think that you're doing the right thing?
You know what? We have won. We're not going to win. We have won. You see who's here?
I don't see that.
We have millions of Americans behind us. The nation is behind us.
There's only like 50 people at this rally.
You know what? Because we represent the couch vote. Our side stays home and they vote. We are gaining new people by the second. People are flocking to our movement.
So if people wanted to get in touch with the Minutemen, how would they do that?
Oh, it's all over the internet. You just type in Minuteman. There's many ways to get in touch with.
Is there some place to call?
You just type in Minuteman. There's so many different projects. You can go to the one in your state. So yeah, that's all you do. Type in Minuteman into the internet.
Okay.
And we are growing phenomenally. I mean, the nation is behind us. We have
I grew up, you know, I'm just,
millions
this is just,
millions
just me, I'm silly. But I grew up thinking that, you know, America was just a wealth of provide, and the people were just the greatest. And to hurt an American, you show them someone who needs, and you say you can't do anything.
You know what?
And that hurts an American.
You know what? If someone needs, they should go to their own country and fix it. They are cowards.
But that's not the American way. The American way is to be grateful.
The American way is to obey the law, first and foremost.
That's not how we started our country.
Nations. We are a law.
We started our country basically by guerrilla tactics.
We have followed English law. No, we have always had a core law that we've abided by. And individuals coming to our
country. Well, the original Minutemen that you're named after was an illegal militia.
Oh, you know what? The individuals in our country illegally should go to their home countries and put on a revolution and overthrow those corrupt.
Well, we're talking according to English law here.
You know, no, I'm talking about people who are not obeying the law. They should return to their home countries. They're deserting their brothers and sisters. They're cowards to come here.
So you think everyone should speak English and all that kind of?
I'm not saying anything about that at the moment. I'm just saying they should not come here. They should fix their own country and not desert their families. They're cowards to come here.
Well, they come over here to provide for their families because they can send back the money.
You know what? They need to fix their country. They need to overthrow rulers such as Vicente Fox. Their governments are the problem. They need to stay home and fight. They need to fix those countries and not run to this country. Those countries are in so corrupt. Yeah.
Come and fix their own
fix
country.
Your country. Do you
the movie Titanic was made in Mexico. They built a whole community around that. There was a project that was there for more than 3 years. And you know what? Built around that came up what Home Depots and all these developments. People stayed because there were jobs there. No longer was the grass greener over there because the grass was green where they were. If the governments of any country, be it Mexico, Vietnam, China, anything where people are escaping, have the government educate the people.
That's right.
To help themselves through education. Are you going to? That's the only way.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
And then we'll develop
and
people stay.
I understand
stay.
That
uh-huh.
about education. Education is a serious thing.
Good. It should start in the country of origin.
That's right.
In the country of origin. This has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with the fact that governments are responsible for taking care of their citizens. Now, if the governments, again, be it Mexico or such, if they weren't so busy lining their pockets, they would take that education for education and food and everything else.
Right.
Everybody will stay, and then they'll be around their family, their friends, and develop that country. Mexico is beautiful.
Right.
So are we.
Well, don't you think something's going on a little funky when all our factories are closing down, and Enron and Bechtel and Halliburton are making all this money, overcharging the government by $245 million, and it's okay?
That is not okay. Nobody said anything about that being okay. Yeah, any kind of irresponsible, what's the gouging? Nothing is right about that. But that has nothing to do with...
Well, don't you think we should address that problem rather than pick on some people who are trying to come over here and make a living?
Well, no. You address it where it's necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
These people that are coming over here making a living send their money back. Just recently, the number one source of revenue in Mexico used to be oil. Now it's the money sent back by the billions. So Vicente Fox has the best of two worlds. He doesn't have to build an infrastructure. He doesn't have to build his roads or schools. Send them over here. Get on our roads. Cause our jam up. And also flood our schoolrooms.
So we're kind of helping him by sending him all these people back with education.
We're not here to help him. Are we here to help him?
No, I mean, just by fact, ipso facto, that's what's happening.
I want a better life myself.
Right.
You know.
Well, if we're going to if they're going to come over here and we're going to educate them, don't you think we should, like, at least embrace that so they can help build our country?
Have them sign their
they don't pledge their allegiance to this country. They call me a Nazi. They call me a racist. They spit on me. They raise flags bigger than this down there. Did you go down there and see the rally earlier? Did you see the Mexican flag?
No,
down
I missed
there?
It.
You don't miss it. You won't see that in the paper, though, will you? They won't take a picture and show the protesters or the goons down there with their flags waving there. Mexican flags is what they are, by the way. You don't see those.
We can respect all flags in America.
You know what? He's playing dad. Why are you even talking to him?
I don't know. Why, do you want respect for your flags
him.
In this
Look
country?
I respect
this is America.
Flag.
This yes. is America.
And everything that it means.
What does it mean to you?
It means
a lot.
Sean,
oh,
the laws of this country.
It means a lot of fairness. It means a lot of welfare.
You're sick. You ought to go get a point.